7:42 here on KNCE. It is Monday, March 18th. Every Monday here on the morning show, at around this time, we bring you Garden Talk. DJ Rom, a.k.a. Jerry from Sticks and Stones Earthworks. It is brought to you by Petrie Nursery and Greenhouses, a very special edition of Garden Talk today. Not only do we get Jerry, but we get Nan Fisher. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Hi, Jerry.
Thanks so much for taking time via Zoom here. We got Nan Fisher, featured recently in the Taos News, talking about spring planting. Spring happens tomorrow, officially tomorrow night, I think around 11 o'clock. The vernal equinox seems like perfect timing to be talking about spring planting, getting farmers and gardeners ready, and some events around that. So, Jerry, hello. How was your weekend?
Fantastic. We were just saying before we went on the air, lots going on. It's a little overwhelming, as Nan was saying, at this time of year, but we do what we can in a short season. And with the warmer weather, the perennials are starting to wake up outside, and my nursery is waking up. So doing a lot of work over the weekend, and not as much rain and snow as we had hoped for, but still in pretty good position going into the spring compared to a lot of years we've seen recently. So still some rain and snow in the forecast for next week, keeping our fingers crossed, but things are really stirring with the weather changing as it is, and plants waking up. So it's an exciting time.
Indeed it is. Nan Fisher is here. Nan, you want to give a little introduction to yourself? I know we talked to you a couple times throughout the year, but a reminder for who you are to the folks listening.
Oh, gosh. I've been in Taos about 36 years, I think, gardening, and I had to relearn everything I knew when I got here, because it's nothing like Northern New England. And I've been writing garden articles for 15 years or so. So I compiled all those into a book that's available around town called The Monthly Guide. You know, what's it called? oh gosh.
So a bad. Monthly guide to growing a sensational garden in northern New Mexico and the Rocky Mountains.
Great. Thanks, Howie. I just call it the book and everybody knows what that means.
And the book is available widely around town and online and all that stuff.
Yep.
An indispensable guide. Thank you for that, Nan. Something that didn't exist here in northern New Mexico before and is really pertinent to our situation. Like you said, we're in a unique climate here, right? It's different than a lot of places.
It's different than so many places. And when people move here, I tell them they just forget everything you know and start over. But even now, when I was talking to Cindy for the newspaper article, she said, what should we be doing now? And I said, I don't really know, because this weather, we usually get so much moisture in February and March, and we have nothing. So the soil is warm and dry already. So things may need to be watered, where normally I would say don't dig anything because it's too wet. So just have to take your knowledge, which is what that book is all about. It's like learn all that stuff and figure out how to adapt all that information at a weird time of year for that information. It's just, it's challenging. It was normally challenging to grow here, but now it's like really challenging. It's totally unpredictable.
Jerry and I talk every Monday about, preparations for the season. And I imagine you've been pretty busy yourself. I'm trying to think, Jerry gives so many good tips throughout the course of our garden talks. Do you have any words of wisdom beyond what you just shared about getting an understanding of the region?
Any tips?
General good tidings here for the season.
Be patient. Don't get too eager to plant anything, because next week, I just looked at the weather for next week. It's going to be like 35 degrees during the day, either Tuesday or Wednesday next week. So we're going to get another cold snap. Be patient, talk to other people, build a community, talk to the people at the nurseries. We have a farm and garden group on Facebook where there's a lot of knowledge there. Talk to people and figure out what other people are doing and experiment. And don't be afraid to fail.
Exactly what we needed
thing,
to hear.
Nan said something earlier that I appreciate, with just about being patient and how, she was pointing out how where she at her location, and I think, on Taos and the Mesa, it's already really drying out and people need to consider doing some deep watering. We talk about this a lot of trees and shrubs that were maybe planted last year. It is pretty dry, but speaking to the differences that happen around here up in San Cristobal, where I live, the earth is really, you know, soaked and wet right now, but that varies, you know, mile per mile around here. So, you know, just keeping on our toes, keeping our garden communities close to us and kind of figuring it out day by day is a way that a lot of us so-called experts do it too. And yep. I think, Dan, what you said about our changing, you know, with climate change, things have become a lot more unpredictable than they already were, you know, 10 years ago. So one thing at this time of year that I think about a lot, and Nan alluded to this too, is the changes in the weather. We get a little excited because it warms up. And sometimes we can go too far and then our efforts are quashed by a 15 or 18 degree night. So while we need to get set up and get going here, we need to understand that our climate is really unpredictable. And, you know, we still might have quite a bit of winter to go here with spring, you know, here on spring's doorstep. So, you know, doing smart work that won't be eliminated by the unpredictable weather is important, is not getting too far ahead of ourselves at this time of year is something I always have to remind myself of as well. So just a couple of thoughts there on a Monday morning. Right.
Jerry, I know you and
I tell people too, they get so excited. I tell people, don't look at the weather, look at the calendar, because it might be nice at the beginning of March and people want to plant, but you know, look, it's March. You know, it's the beginning of March.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty severe winter storms in March. And April. Yeah.
I guess and yesterday, April. People were putting pictures up from yesterday of a big blizzard last year on this date. So on the 17th. So I don't remember. I mean, I didn't look at my pictures, but yeah, I mean, we've gotten snow. We've gotten 8 inches in the middle of May before. You just never know. You just have to. And part of it, what Jerry was saying, is be observant, pay attention to what's happening out there. And this is where I tell people, write stuff down, keep a garden journal, keep notes. So then you have your own little, you know, book after you've done that for a few years. And you can see the patterns, which, you know, there are no patterns anymore, but you can see what does well when and when you got rain and when you didn't. And and it helps you just be observant, just pay attention to what's going on in your yard.
Jerry and I have talked in recent weeks about seeds, and part of the reason we're talking today to you, Nan, is about these seed swaps coming up. It seems like a great way to kind of kickstart the season and meeting with your fellow farmers and gardeners. And we have a couple seed swaps coming up this week, also next week up in the San Luis Valley. The San Luis Valley Seed Exchange is going to be happening on the 30th. But let's talk a little bit about what's happening at the Ag Center. I guess it's this week.
Yep. We have two of them coming up this week. Well, I'm just the front man here. On Thursday, the UNM Sustainable Ag class is doing a seed swap from 3 to 5:30 at the Ag Center. And that's the regular class period. And they're going to have a speaker. Our Chuck Havlick is coming up from Los Lunas Agricultural Science Center. And he'll do a presentation about isolation techniques. And we'll be discussing, I'm reading this, seed saving, collecting, cataloging, and examining suitable crops from similar and harsher climates that may thrive in northern New Mexico. He's an avid, crazy seed saver and held lots of information. And so that's Thursday from 3 to 5:30. And then Saturday is the Auntie Nanny Seed Exchange. I've had so many, I can't tell you which annual one it is. But I've lost track. That's Saturday from 11 to 2, and we will not have a speaker. We will be looping Chuck's talk, and we will have vendors and all seeds. But I'll be there with the book, some Renee's Garden seeds, and a few plants, not a whole lot. Iris Herbal will be there with herbal salves, essential oils, and goat milk soap. And Casey Flynn will have succulents for indoor and outdoor planting and some vegetable starts. And Aaron and Michaela Mangum will have leather tool belts and other garden accessories.
Man, sounds like a full day.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Where is that on Saturday, Nan? Where?
Saturday, yep, at the Ag Center, 11 to 2.
Okay. Both events are at the Ag Center.
Yep.
And open to anyone, right? No cost. Just show up and get your season going.
They're all free and just come in. And if you don't have seed to trade, make a donation. And it's lots of fun.
Excellent. We're speaking with Nan Fisher and Jerry, our regular Garden Talk, kind of a special edition here with Nan talking about the seed swaps coming up this week. I'm looking at the article now in the Taos News, and I encourage everyone to check it out. It is available online, getting ready for spring planting, talking about the seed swaps and a couple of other events coming up later in the spring. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I want to say one more thing about seeds, which is the seed exchange stations are up at the Telpa Community Center, Taos Land Trust, ReThreads, Not Forgotten Outreach, Red Willow Center, Habitat North, Rails and Cuesta, Cuesta Library, Carson Cafe, and The Spot in Penasco. If you can't get to the seed swap, those are going on during business hours.
Yeah, and how do those work? What are the seed swap stations?
We stocked them. I didn't. Sarah did. Stocked them with seeds. We got donations from seed companies that they get rid of their seed at the end of the year. And so we stocked them with those and we put them out. There's a variety of vegetables, flowers, and herbs, and sometimes native seed or grasses and grains. And you just go in and you trade them. Leave a little, take a little. And get what you need. Try something new. Get rid of things that you're sick of growing. That's how the whole thing got started.
Nice.
So
that is good stuff. And then looking through the paper, the article in the paper, I see some plant sales happening later on next month.
Yep. April 27th, Saturday, 11 to 2 at Earth Goods. And I'm afraid it's going to snow. So if it does, it'll be May 4th. It snowed the day before last year. So, and it was really cold. And that's always a big one. That's always big and fun. There's a lot of vendors. There's trees and herbs, honey, herbal tinctures. Oh, there's a cat in the Zoom. And then Friday, see, in May, I'm not quite sure. We've got some logistics to deal with. The Talpa Community Market opens on the 24th, and the first 2 weeks are going to be dedicated to plants. So we may make that a big deal. I talked to Karelia the other day, and we just make that a big party down there. But if not, I will have a plant sale party at my house on the 25th. So that's all up in the air. But I have a newsletter you can find at nannyplants.com where all those announcements are made.
Pretty active on Facebook too. I see that you share pretty regularly there as well. So
yeah, I just try to maintain a presence.
Hey guys, first of all, thanks, Nan, so much for what you do year in and year out in terms of connecting all of us farmers and gardeners. It's really important work, and I know a real labor of love on your behalf. How about our neighbors up in the San Luis Valley? I know they have a seed swap coming up pretty soon. Do you guys know the date of that?
That's on the 30th and the 31st. Yeah,
I think it's a two-day. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had Jay Sanders on a couple of days ago to talk about that, That sounds like a pretty great event. Lots of great speakers, and I encourage it. It's a couple-hour drive from here, but it sounds like a wealth of information and also a seed swap and just a general feel-good gathering.
That's in Alamosa?
That's up in Moffitt, like at the Joyful Journey Hot Springs. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. And that's the 30th and 31st of March.
Yeah, it's the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and San Luis Valley Seed Exchange, slvse.org is the website on that one.
And so two big events coming up in Taos this week. Nan pointed out Thursday and Saturday at the Ag Center. And obviously here on Garden Talk, Howie and I will keep everybody posted as we get into April and remind people about these April events and May events that Nan is talking about.
Absolutely.
I want to make a shout out to Peatrees for sponsoring this show, and they are up and running right now. I can't wait to get down there. Big resource for our community, family owned and run independent nursery, Peatrees. Thanks so much for sponsoring us for all these years.
Peatrees is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. As of now, of course, their hours will expand. They're pretty active on Facebook, too. I'm just taking a look at a recent post, some of the wonderful-looking plants they already have there. And that inventory is only going to grow here as the season gets underway. we're running out of time. It sure flies when we're having fun. So, Nan, I want to say thanks to you. I'm going to remind folks about your website, Nanny Plants, N-A-N-N-I-E, nannyplants.com. Lots of great information, link to the book, and some of the events you have going on. Most important, though, or most soonest coming is Thursday and Saturday at the Ag Center. And thanks.
Week.
Like Jerry said, thanks for all you do. Years and years and years of this experience disseminated among the farmers and gardeners here in northern New Mexico.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's stay in touch and definitely keep us posted on these other events, the plant sales and whatnot you have coming up.
Yeah, lots of logistics.
Sure.
So,
let us know when we can help, Nan. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to reach out anytime.
Awesome. Yeah. And Jerry, thank you as always for ever faithful, ever sure, 7:40 every Monday here on the morning show, Garden Talk. Looking forward already to speaking to you again this time next week.
And we'll be lots to talk about. Yeah, it wouldn't be a week without Garden Talk for me. So thank you, Howie. And you guys have a great week. Shout out to all you farmers and gardeners out there.
All right. Thanks,
thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Bye.